Opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Are we recording? Hey weirdos, my name's Ibrahim Mihiri, your one and only host for Spirit Live's Abnormally Normal, the show where we take your weird stories full of strange habits, hobbies, and situations and tell you if they're weird or just abnormally normal. Title card. You can find us at spiritlive.ca where we air every single week without fail, and we love to have you join us.
Hello everyone, my name is Ibrahim Mihiri, your radio show host for the show Abnormally Normal, the show where we take your weird stories and tell you if they're weird or just abnormally normal. Now, today we have two special guests with us. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, so my name is Hui. I'm a first year journalism student here at TMU. I'm here from Toronto.
All right, and I'm Ebenezer. I'm also a first-year journalism student, and a little-known fact, I was the very first hater of this podcast.
That actually is true. When I first saw the post for Spirit Live, I kept on running ideas off of Ebenezer, and he's like, "No one's gonna like that idea."
Okay, I didn't put it like that.
He said anybody who actually like watched that podcast is like brain dead or something. Like, that's what he said.
He is putting words into my mouth as we currently speak. My concern was that I felt people might
hate it.
No. You know what? I'm not even going to justify myself at this point, because you're just going to say bad things about me on record, and I don't want that.
Yeah, so. On record on what show, pal? On whose show? This is my domain. All right, pal? Anyway, what's it called? I literally just pulled you guys in here. I'm sorry about the short notice, I'll be honest. So I'm going to explain the show to you real quick. So we're going to have three stories. Now, Ebenezer, you don't know if you're going to do a story or not, right?
We'll work on it. We'll see how this goes.
We don't know if he's going to use his story yet. Hui, you have a story.
Yes, indeed, I do.
So the whole gist of all this is that we're going to take each other's stories and we're going to rank them on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So 1 is not weird. For example, I don't know, going to work on a bus. That's not that weird. It's not weird. It's not weird.
Right.
And then there's 10, which is the weirdest of the weird. In the past of the last season, we had a guy who, it was a girl who had a brother who was dating someone who looked and had the same name as her. Yeah, real bad, real bad. And for you guys, for this season, you guys have a secret 11th option. Okay?
Okay.
The 11th option is for, hands down, that is the weirdest thing ever. That's hella weird. You can't, the weirdest of the weird. Really, 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 really.
Do you think we'll get to that point?
Ever?
Yeah.
I actually don't know. It would be hella content, for sure. Hella, I would put it on Instagram, 100%. I'll put it as a reel. That'd be awesome. But what's it called? As of right now, we've not had an 11 before. No. I feel like Aiden's probably going to be the one who does the 11th. We're going to have him back odd. He's going to bring back.
Have you guys ever had a 10 or no?
We've had a 10.
Okay.
We've had a 10.
Was that the one that you were just saying?
That one was so weird, bro. Right. Don't do that, by the way. Okay. Let's get started. So first off, let's start with Hui. You had a story for us.
Yes. So this story involves one of our fellow classmates, actually.
Is it really bad to the point where you can't say their name?
No. It's not bad at all. So our classmate, can I say his name or no?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so our classmate, Jamie, I believe I've spoken to these guys privately about this story before, but essentially, I just met Jamie in September. I have never known about this guy at all. He's never just crossed my radar at all. Okay, so we ended up in the same program. Our stories are a bit weird. I started school a bit later. He transferred to TMU a bit later as well. So we just ended up in the same program in the exact same lab, and we spoke on the first day, you know, something just really chill, something really calm. Anyway, we become close over the entire semester, and we're just hanging out all the time. I think it was near the very end of the semester. It was right before a lab was starting. We had just come from lunch with another one of our friends. We're eating, and then he pulls up his phone. He comes up to me, and he shows me this person on Instagram. He's like, oh, Hui, how do you know this person? You know, like, I see that you follow her. Like, I know her, but how do you know her? He shows me the profile, and it's my older sister. Keep in mind, I've never met Jamie. And he shows me my older sister asking me how I know her. And I'm like, bro, it's my older sister. Of course I know her. How do you know her? And he's like, bro, what? That's my girlfriend's cousin. And we just stare at each other. Meanwhile, our friend is also in the room, and he's just looking at us, and he's losing his mind. And we're like, what is happening? We have never interacted at all prior to the school year. But we're just learning now that he's technically dating my cousin. And it was just a crazy connection, because, you know, there's a high likelihood of me not coming into this program, of him not coming into this program. He was actually supposed to go to a different college. So yeah, it was just really crazy timing, or a really crazy coincidence.
I low key, I've had to tell my cousins to like stop texting my classmates, because it's really weird. It's so weird. Why are you texting my class? Like, have you guys had any?
I'm sorry. Is this like a common thing? Have you had to tell your cousins before?
Yeah, no, I definitely have. Ever since I've gotten Instagram and they've just like been a part of it, they can see who I follow in my posts.
Oh.
And they're like, who's this? Who's this? Oh, who's this? And they're like, of course, the two tones are one for a boy and one for a girl. Oh, who's this? Like, it's really weird. It's so weird.
I don't think I've ever had that. I can't say that my family's ever intervened in that way.
Bro, it's so bad. Okay. Honestly, that seems more like a crazy story than it is kind of weird though. Like, what's it called? Did you not know Jamie beforehand?
No, we had never interacted. We had never even like known of each other's existence.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
I had like, oh wait, how do I know you? Da 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 da. And we like trace it down, but that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, like.
On the weirdness scale, I don't know. What would you rate it as?
What would I rate it as?
Like, how weird of a situation is that?
I mean, I guess for me, it was kind of mind-blowing, because I'm not the closest with my older sister, but, you know, I hang out with her occasionally. But then just to meet someone who knows her is, like, very rare for me. Not a lot of people are in contact with other people in my family or know my family, because my family, for the most part, is very introverted. So I don't know. It was just a very mind-blowing moment for me.
Bro, mine's the complete opposite, bro. People will come up to me just like, oh, I remember when you were this big and this big. Oh, do you remember me? I gave you candy that one time. Lady, I was 5 years old. No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't remember you. I apologize.
I think that's a pretty common experience among a bunch of generations.
But like, you know, though, because my parents were like in Mac and stuff.
Oh,
so right. Like, you had like a lot of Muslim, like Muslim run podcast, by the way, a lot of Muslim like aunties and like uncles just like, wait, you're this person's son? Oh, I know them. I know that. Bro, it was even worse because my mom she would take me out to parks and she'd give me her business card and she would be like, what's it called? Go to all the hijabi parents and go promote El Huda school. That was like, I've been working since day one.
Sorry, just so I heard that correctly, your mother gave you her business card.
Yeah.
To go up to
big stack like this, like for audio listeners, love you to death, like a stack of like an apple or something like that, like a small apple.
Just so an apple stack of business cards to go out and to give out to
hijabi,
because
there you can put their children in Huda. El Huda was like a weekend school to teach Islam and Arabic. Is that a weird story?
Is this a regular thing? Like, is this a cultural thing? That This is not
can't
clicking
say
for
it
me.
Is. I can't say
it's,
it is.
It's not a cultural thing.
Nope, like, that, this is just a me thing.
Okay.
What's it called? It was actually really, like, what's it called? It was actually really effective. Because there was one time where I was giving them out again, and they were like, oh, I remember you from last time. Yeah, I did enroll my kids in Al-Huda. Join Al-Huda, by the way. Al-Huda.ca. I don't know. Whatever. What's it called? You guys got me so sidetracked. We have to rate the story.
Yeah, I guess if I was to rate it, I would give myself about like an 8, just because.
What?
No, just because, like, the amount of coincidence that had to happen. Like, I wasn't even planning on
That's
coming.
That's two coincidences.
No, I wasn't even planning on coming back here. Jamie was supposed to go to an entirely different school, but then his, this guy is
sorry, I'm like, crazy. I'm like shocked. Eight okay. For like, it's supposed to be weird, not crazy.
Okay. For weird. Okay. If we're doing weird, then I guess I would say like a 4.
Yeah. Like a 3.
Then.
That's yeah. what I was thinking.
Like
8?
A 4. I guess I was more so thinking like crazy just cause. Yeah, the amount
it
of
is
coincidences.
Pretty nuts. That is pretty nuts.
Plus, like, I didn't even know that cousin existed, to be honest. I'm going to be so for real with you guys. I had no idea who she was until I spoke with my sister about her.
Yeah, I'm with y'all there. I was thinking about a 3 or a 4. But craziest, that's crazy.
That is pretty. That's... What's it called? The cousins thing? Bro, I have, like, every single time I go to Tunis, there's just, like a new one. Just like, hey... This is your second cousin removed times 3. Like, all right, bro. That's pretty cool. What's up, man? I don't know. Let's move on. Okay, let me do my story now. Have you thought of your story yet? We're getting there. Okay. This one's crazy. So this is the very first time that I've ever driven in Toronto, right? There's driving, and then there's driving in Toronto. And also, there's driving in Tunisia, but I've never driven in Tunisia because I'm too scared. But what's it called? Me and my brother are driving, and we have this guy in front of us, and it was like a stoplight, right? A traffic light? Yeah. Traffic light. And it goes two ways. It doesn't have like a middle intersection. Like, it just two ways. And there's like a wall there with like a ditch. And so there's this guy in his car. And it's while the light's green, he goes and he just doesn't turn and he just crashes into the wall. Thankfully, he doesn't go into the ditch, but like, it's a very small ditch. So he's kind of leaning down a little bit. What's it called? We're shocked. Like, what in the world just happened? I get out of the car. Me and my brother get out of the car. We go to the car. There's another guy who pulls over as well. He has a really nice car, by the way. Like, I think it was like a Supra, which is a really nice car. He went outside. We start knocking on his door. This guy seems out of it. Right now, it's about 2 a.m. Like, 2 a.m. at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, it wouldn't be, like, completely, like, unfathomable if he was just tired. All right? But immediately, we're already assuming dude was impaired. Right? So we go to the window, and this guy knocks on the window. He turns it down. And the other dude who came out of the car started doing some test on him. I don't really know what it is, but like, he did a sober test, which apparently he failed. So we're on the phones with the cops. We're like, hey, this is the license number, blah, blah, blah. And while we're on the phone, this guy, like, full throttles, reverse, pulls out, almost hits me, the guy, and his car. Pulls up. I thought he was going to run or drive away with how fast he was going. He just stops on the side of the road. He pulls over. Now, the other guy's cussing him out at this point, which rightfully so. Are you nuts? He almost killed us. And he's pulled over. He starts talking to the police again. Now, a few minutes go by, blah, blah, blah. We're asking him questions, da, 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 da. He's like, I'm just trying to get home, man. Like, he's like all over the place like this. And we're talking to him. And I see this guy. He pulls up his window. We're on the phone with the cops. This guy, big old swig of his cigarette, which he had in hand, arm on the dash, floors it, absolutely, that guy was gone, and when I mean like gone, he was gone. The dude starts yelling. He's talking to the guys on the cops. The cops are like, he's running away. What? What's going on? He hops into his car, starts chasing after the guy, which, it's 2 a.m. What are you doing? I'm trying to go home. Now, the police, this is what drives me absolutely nuts. The cop on the phone goes, can you chase him? Can you chase him?
Are we doing civilians arrests here?
Can you follow him? Are you?
They have his license plate, though, no?
Stupid? No. What is this, an Arkham game? I'm not chasing that guy in my car. Are you serious? I literally, like, the police, like, I was like, oh, bro, I can't see him. That's crazy. I can't see him. The guy's, like, right in front of me driving away. Bro, I can't see him. Like, he's gone. Like, I just can't see him. And he's like, can we at least have your name and number, please? No. I remember just saying it so weakly. I'm just like, no. And he's like, okay. And then me and my brother and his wife just drove back in complete silence. Just complete silence the whole ride back. Awful. Awful. It was so bad. I keep on recalling it and just being like, I could have died like 4 times that night. That guy was like, for sure, I feel like he had a really bad, like, I can't, as a Muslim, I can't really like define the scent of alcohol, but I feel like I smelled it. I smelled something for sure. On a weirdness scale, that night was so weird. I'd give it like a 6, maybe a 7. Don't even. This happened last week too.
I wasn't even gonna say that, to be honest. I wasn't gonna comment on that.
I literally said that. I need to stop. Something. I need to stop, bro. Ever since
you
the jokes,
you were the one who pointed it out.
ever since the jokes, I keep on saying 6 or 7, and they're like, "Shut up."
A hungry man thinks of bread.
Okay. Okay. Shut up. What's it called? On a scale of 1 to 10, how weird is that?
I would agree with you. I think it's about 6 or 7, in terms of weirdness.
I was thinking between like 5 to 6, because in my mind, I'm like, it's late. People are definitely driving intoxicated. I wasn't thinking like it was crazy. I mean, it was crazy that like he almost ran you guys over. But other than that, like speeding off, like I can imagine someone intoxicated doing that. I personally have not experienced that, but yeah, I'd be like,
you've never experienced a drunk driver before.
No, actually, I have. I've gone, like, rear-ended by a drunk driver before. But, like, it's always late, you know? And that's the thing. You said it was around, like, 2 a.m., so I think I would give it, like, a 5 or 6. Just the fact that he pulled out and then immediately just sped off. It's like...
It's so pro. It's not even, like, that's not even the word. Like, what do you mean, chase him?
Yeah, no, that part is, like, weird to me. I'm like, what is the cop want you to do, arrest him?
Yeah, the cop just gave me permission to speed, by the way. I'm executing my rights. What's it called? Ebenezer. Do you have a story for us?
I have found one.
Okay.
Although, I must be honest, I don't think it'll be placing high on our weird scale.
That's fine. Whatever. We're here to just talk and have fun.
All right. Better than nothing. All right. So, let me set the scene. So... My family and I are out at St. John's. We are there for a week to celebrate my family friend's graduation.
What's St. John's?
St. John's is the capital of Newfoundland and Labrador. It's a beautiful place. It's really scenic, and it's even quiet in a sense, to be honest, which surprised me, because, you know, living in Toronto and whatnot, so big changes. I am going to get sidetracked for like a second here, but like one thing that really surprised me was just the transportation, I guess, because what we needed to do, we needed to call an Uber to go somewhere, and it took us like at least 3 minutes to call an Uber, right? And then so we get it, we go to the place, everything's fine, and then we need to call it back. It's the same person from that first Uber that picks us up. So we're like, okay, whatever. All right, so I'll get back on track. So so this is after the graduation. Congratulations to this person, by the way. Graduated, I think, master's in business administration or something of that sort. That's really nice. So
actually impressive.
So we all go out to this restaurant that the person recommended. And mind you, there's about 10 of us there. And we go in. First impressions, it's pretty. You know, it looks like an aesthetic place. But then they almost don't let us in. They were talking about some alcohol policy, which I was confused about because there are kids with us. I promise you, nobody is going to be drinking alcohol. They're saying how they might have to kick us out at a certain point. But then, like, the owner's, like, allowed us, whatever. So we sit down. We order our food. All is going well, except it's not because our server comes in. It's one person, and she just does not have a paper, doesn't have a pad, no pen, no paper, no pencil, just nothing. Just taking down all of her orders. So as you can imagine, the table is like getting like a bit scared.
I can imagine just like the server coming up, like arms folded, like, what do you want?
It's funny you mentioned that. We also felt that the server was just like a bit just passive aggressive the whole time, as if like she just like didn't really want to work there.
Wait,
just
what time was it?
Pardon?
What time was it?
This was like 5. No, it was like 7 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m.
kind of thing. Normal. That's normal.
It's a regular dinner. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's
like,
normal.
Like it's dinner time. We're hungry. We were just at this graduation. Right. So she takes our orders, but she doesn't write any of them down. So like we're getting worried. And then we order some appetizers. Those come in. It is not the correct order. Like it was not what we ordered. And as you can imagine, the rest of the table is getting like scared because we've been waiting for a while. We ended up waiting an hour to get all of our food. But like the first dish that you bring out for it's like about 10 people, it's the wrong thing. You know, like that, we weren't feeling too great about it. But like I said, like after an hour, the food all comes. And I'm not going to lie, I was a bit disappointed.
Sorry, I already stole a photo, but can I see it again so I can just describe it to them?
Okay,
it's so bad. It's so bad.
To be honest, I don't fully remember what it was on the menu, but I remember, like, it sounded nice. It sounded like a nice like full feeling dish. What I got was one single slice of toast.
Like not even that looks like wheat toast too. Like just like some random like that like the one that you get from like the grocery store. Like straight up.
It was a bit larger, but yeah, it's just like one slice of toast, and on it we have what I will only describe as a slew of vegetables.
Slew.
We have some spinach, we have some lettuce, we even have some tomatoes, there are some seeds on top, and that's it.
You're not getting the point. Can I see the picture again? Sorry. Let me just describe this for you guys. There's like 5 tomatoes on this, and they're like, they look all whole.
This guy was eating rabbit food.
It looks really bad. Am I allowed to put this on Instagram?
Yeah.
Put this on Instagram?
Yes.
If you guys want to see what this looks like, go ahead and look at Instagram. Because this looks awful. Why is there like water on it? It's like wet. It doesn't. Wait, was it like dressed at all?
No. No dressing. No.
That's an
soggy lettuce.
That's a 7 for me. Okay, let's rate it. That's a 7 for me personally. What about you guys?
Sorry, you said 7?
Yes, it's 7.
That's like I'll give it 6.
Okay. Yeah, 6 is all right. You?
I'm a bit split. I think for the overall, I'd say 6. Like the overall experience like wasn't as weird, just like unexpected, but the food itself and how everything went, brother.
Okay. Well, I really want to thank you guys for joining us today. I do really appreciate you guys for making the time. Would you guys like to plug yourselves, anything like that?
I mean, I may as well. I'm on Instagram at the not so genius. It is a private account, so I'll know when this episode is up because you'll be following me. So,
yeah. I'm on Instagram as well. My account is huy.vtran, Hui Vtran.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming here, and goodbye, everybody who's listening to this. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.